It's your boy Gots right here on the Morning Rat Race, Jersey's Rat Radio 95.9 The Rat. You saw Dave sits there.
Hello, good morning.
And that brings us up to today's No Sweat News right here. The first three stories come down your way to gear you up Friday for an awesome prize on the quiz, which Carl will tell us on Wednesday when he comes back.
All right.
If you miss any of the stories this week, don't sweat it, because we get them all podcasted for you. They're right there at WRAT.com in the podcast section, okay?
That's the key. Make sure you study up.
There you go. Here we go. Story number one. We take things to Dateline, Colorado, where an elderly man called the cops recently after he went to fill up his gas tank of his minivan.
Mm-hmm.
And he noticed someone jammed a bunch of salmon into his tank.
Oh, I like salmon. Salmon's good.
And I'll tell you what, this wasn't the cheap kind. No, no, no. It's not like that canned stuff. It was very expensive smoked salmon.
Oh, yeah.
He was pretty sure he knew it was. He believes it was his neighbor who had been he's been feuding with for a while. Over the unusual stuff like parking and loud music.
Right.
So when the cops went to the neighbor's place, she admitted that she had smoked salmon for dinner the night before, but she denied that she jammed it into his gas tank.
What?
The cops didn't buy it.
Why would she admit to eating salmon the very night before?
I don't know. That's why it makes it no sweat
news. Yeah, come on.
Like I said, the cops didn't buy it, but they wound up not filing any charges.
It was her. I don't need charges to be filed. She was just eating salmon. Oh, right. I wonder how the salmon got into the guy's tailpipe or whatever it was.
Big Earn McCracken, right? With the sugar in the gas tank?
In the gas tank. First of all, that's a waste of salmon.
It really is.
Salmon is very tasty.
Especially when it's smoked like that.
Oh, God. It's nice. That's a good fish right there.
Yeah, but I guess they didn't have any proof for it.
All right.
Story number two. Check it out. We take things to Dateline, capital of the No Sweat News. Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Firefighters showed up around 5:30 p.m. and saw smoke coming from his house because this guy was a moron.
Uh-oh.
He came naked to the door. Told him that he was sorry. He went back inside. It's not clear even if he knew that there was a fire even going on. Once they got him, he told cops that he started boozing around 9 that morning and drank over a half a gallon of liquor.
Oh, boy.
Then he got hungry and did something kind of crazy. He started like, yeah, let's start cooking.
He tried to make salmon.
Yeah. Nope. This is one around. He tried to make some cookies.
Cookies?
And he tried to do it on his George Foreman grill.
Okay. Not really.
But he forgot about them.
You got to bake.
And guess what?
Yeah.
They caught fire.
Yeah. Well, don't you bake cookies?
Pretty much. I don't know why you try to grill cookies.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't think you grill them.
Well, he then threw some towels onto it to smother the fire and thought it was out. But then the towels caught on fire as well. It spread, and he was too drunk to realize it. He also admitted that he's been smoking pot.
Okay, there we go. Now we're getting a clearer picture here.
But it's not clear if he's facing any charges for that or even the fire.
No, well, I mean, it's his own house, I guess.
Firefighters managed to put it out, and no one was hurt, thank God. But they say he was dangerously close to dying of smoke inhalation.
Jeez.
I don't know if that's from the pot.
Yeah, leave the cookies alone.
Hey, you don't grill cookies, buddy.
I would just, when you're under the influence, it's not a good idea to cook anything.
No.
Just order. Order pizza like the rest of us.
Call Domino's, my man.
That's what they're there for.
Exactly. They Come deliver. And lastly here, get a load of this. Excuse me. I don't even know who would even have one of these. But the story goes as follows here. Dateline, Connecticut. There was a power outage in Bridgeport on Thursday night after some severe thunderstorms. Well, then a 30-year-old woman went to light a candle, but it turned out to be a stick of dynamite.
Oh, no. What?
Like I said, who the hell has one of these?
I have no idea.
Well, of course, it exploded in her hand.
Jeez.
She suffered some severe injuries, including blowing off several of her fingers.
Oh, no. Is she related to JPP?
Yeah. Well, this is actually a real stick of dynamite. This wasn't even a firecracker.
That's awful.
Like I said, where do sticks of dynamite in our house come from? Like, what the hell? Who's buying this?
I have no idea.
Well, apparently, she and her husband bought the place a few years ago, and the old owners had left him behind.
The old owners were Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Like I said, man, the power went out Thursday. They didn't have any other candles, so they were like, oh, we got some in the basement.
Oh, my God. Look at these nice, pretty, big, red candles.
What?
Hey, what does TNT...
Yeah. Holy cow.
I guess that's what TNT means.
Lit her ass right up.
I hope she's okay.
Me too. Candles are like, you know, pretty thin compared to a stick of dynamite.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going by the movies, I think I could distinguish a stick of dynamite from a candle. I'm not going to lie.
You know what I mean?
If it's going by the movies. I don't think I've ever seen a stick of dynamite in person, though.
Me neither. You know? Look, honey, they're scented. Well, thank God she's okay.
All right.
You know
good,
what I mean? She's
good,
a lot.
Good.
There you go with your first three stories of the week. Like I said, if you miss any of them, get over to WRET.com. They're under there on the podcast section.